It's time for Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm. In our lives, we are always on that quest to look better and feel better. But how do we start? What are the best practices we can introduce into our lives to start really living it? Here with at least some of the answers are Dr. Li and Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome to Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Tong Li.
And this is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show here on Voice American World Talk Radio. So welcome to Ageless Living.
Talk about living better and longer. We need to deal with one of the major epidemic in America, which is obesity. One-third of us in this country are considered obese. That is one in every three of us.
And we're in denial as well. I remember one of the things, we really are, as the entire nation, we're in denial. I always heard about fat Americans and I bristled because I was
fat?
One.
What fat? We're all the same,
right? Yeah. You know, why does everybody say Americans are fat? As I was actually 80, 90 pounds, depending on where you draw the lines, heavier than I am right now. So I was offended by that statement. But the reality is that we Americans eat, our lifestyle is actually led
and
to...
And we're in denial.
We're in
so
denial.
We try to be nice to each other. Oh, you look good. Mm-hmm. You're not fat.
Yeah. And we actually think internally that we don't look as bad as we look until we see each other ourselves on film. Oh, that's a painful experience.
That's right. The first question I want to address is, it seemed like simple, but... Is it possible to lose weight long-term, not in the short term?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can lose weight here and there for a while. For the most part, for most people, the weight comes back.
That is correct, mostly because of lifestyle. You know, people take these pills, and then they blame the pills. Now, I never, ever took any weight loss pills. I took... supplements from the standpoint of vitamins, but I never took, you know, these ephedra and these
we
magical,
will go over those popular pills for weight loss that help, you know, seem some people need it. Uh-huh. Does it work or not? We're going to talk about that.
You bet.
So it is possible to actually lose weight in the long term. Is it easy? No. The answer is it's not easy. Studies show many people who lost weight either on certain kind of diets or in combination of exercise, they actually lose 5% of their body weight, and they're doing well, or more weight, more than 5 to 10% of their body weight. And once the diet period finishes, they're going back to their old habits. They're living the same way they were living. Or they're saying, well, I'm done with my diet. And over the time, the weight gradually climbs back up again. You know, it's almost like the body has a memory. Once you have reached a certain weight, it kind of wants to go back to that weight. Don't you guys think so?
You know, especially in the short run, what I find, my wife just laughs at me because on a weekend, I can actually balloon up 6 pounds, and then on Monday, it comes right back off. Yes, it has to do with misbehavior on the weekend, but it also has to do with behaving correctly on Monday, and the memory is there, and it comes right back down.
Well, you know what? You hit one point here. It is the behaving. It's mm-hmm. the lifestyle. It's the discipline, and... it's the mind. It's like everything else.
Thank you.
The biggest part is the mind.
I really believe that because I believe that it can come back down, it does.
Not just that. You behave, too.
Well, that's the point, is that, okay, let's give the reverse. When I was gaining all the weight, I really believed that what I really believed was I could lose the weight if I behaved. But what
most of the time, yes.
But and so I figured, you know what? It took me 10 years to gain this weight. It took me 10 years to lose that weight. I did not know that a change in behavior could actually help me lose that weight and keep it off if I just changed my behavior and lifestyle.
All right, in an article in Mayo Clinic's publication. They talked about 6 strategies for successful weight loss. I mean, there are so many strategies people claim. Many of them do work, but this is, I think, a simple way of addressing things. Number one is making a commitment. I think that is more important than anything else. Like smoking, if you really want to quit, there's a way, there's a help you can get. There's always a way to get it done. But if you don't want to quit, nothing helps. So making a commitment is the very first step. And also believing in yourself, knowing that this is something I want to do and it's going to happen. Just like everything else, every goal you want to accomplish. It also involves in straightening your life up a little bit for the stressors, commitment that's distracting you from accomplishing your weight loss goal, relationships, stressful work situation, all of that. So that is the first step. So the next one is find your inner motivation. It's somewhat related to the first one. You know, if you want to get it done, it can be done. You just have to be committed and find ways to get it done. There's all kinds of information nowadays on the internet, books and programs. There's sometimes too many of them. Diets. Mm-hmm. How many diets have you heard of?
So many. And
countless.
If I could give one piece of advice about diets, is the diets are very often surrounding one kernel of truth. And then they create this whole program about it as if that's the only and best
mostly
way to lose weight.
Mostly for the commercial reasons.
Mostly for the commercial reasons. They package it up and make you do something that isn't
There's
necessarily good for you.
There's some truth to it, but yeah. Not all of it.
Exactly. So Look at things holistically. What's good for your body, and now you actually get a trained eye over time to take out the kernels of good and make your own. Listen to your body too, and what it does to your body.
And that's the thing. It seemed like easy to say, listen to your body. We're not listening to our bodies. We're not hungry.
For example, okay, I really had to reprogram my brain about what being full meant. What I thought being full meant was that I could eat no more. Being full means not hungry. So as soon as the hungry goes away, you need to stop eating.
That's right. I mean, that goes to some people advocate eating small meals mm-hmm. frequently. Mm-hmm. If you know you're not going to starve in 2 hours, you're going to have a snack coming. Maybe you can stop when you're 60, 70% full.
Absolutely. And literally just the absence of hunger, just listening to that, listen to your body, and then also listen to the health of your body. I actually had a personal trainer who gave me that advice. He said, you'll tell how your body feels. And I thought, oh, that's the most complicated advice I've ever heard.
What did he say?
He said, listen to your body and how you feel when you eat something.
I see.
You'll be able to tell if it actually feels good inside of your body and the way it interacts inside your body is good or not. And part of that has to be that you have to be able to control what you're putting in there. So if you're putting good things in and then you put something that's bad, you can actually narrow down what's bad for you. If you're constantly throwing junk food in there, you have no idea. It's just noise that you'll never be able to listen to.
That reminds me of a friend of mine who always gets popcorn mm-hmm. when he goes to a movie. They go hand in hand. You can't separate them, right? Going to a movie, you can't go without a popcorn box, right?
Correct.
Every time he eats it, he gets a heartburn and he doesn't feel good, but he still buys it. So he's listening to his habit or his body.
There was a time when I was not even heavy. I was on my way to becoming heavy but didn't know it, where I got heartburn all the time. That's part of listening to your body. I don't think I've had heartburn in 5 years.
That's right. You know, this makes me thinking about what's the most effective way of losing weight? That is not to gain weight.
That's right. Thank you. Could I share my little mathematics?
Absolutely.
My sister was very impacted by me moaning the blues about how I gained the weight. And because I'm her elder brother by quite a long ways. We had a lot of family, a lot of kids in the family. So I mentioned to her, you know what, all it is during the holiday season, I'm gaining 2 or 3 pounds, but it's every holiday season. So after 10 years of 2 or 3 pounds of holiday season, that's 20 to 30 pounds overweight. You do that for 20 years, that's 40 to 60 pounds overweight. What's the average American overweight? Okay, just do the math.
That's right. It is so hard to lose weight. So the easiest thing is not to gain too much.
Correct. So what she did, because she was younger, she made a commitment that that she would not gain weight during the holidays. And so she didn't. Some people do it by doing exercise binging in January.
Hey, you got to weigh yourself every day. That's another thing. That's how you make sure you're not gaining weight. How else would you know?
Yeah. Especially during the holidays, weigh yourself. If you put on 3 pounds and then 4 pounds and then
hopefully
5 pounds.
Hopefully twice a day in the morning and the evening. This is how you're going to say, well, I ate too much today. Maybe I'll do something about it tomorrow. So I won't eventually gain weight.
Exactly.
So the next strategy, the third one, is setting a realistic goal. You know, I really don't think the goal is that important, except if you set a unrealistic goal, you get depressed.
Right.
And you give up, or you are not going to keep at it. So for that reason, you know, have a realistic mind. You know, usually losing 1 to 2 pounds a week is considered healthy and realistic. And there's all kinds of schools of theories of on how fast and how fast you should lose weight, or how the speed of weight loss would affect its longevity of keeping the weight off. I think these may have some truth to it, but I think the most important part of it is actually keeping your behavior, keep behaving. So the realistic goal should be 1 to 2 pounds a week. I think everybody considers that as healthy.
You bet. Now, for me, I actually did get pretty aggressive because I had 80 to 90 pounds to lose, and I didn't want to take 10 years to do it.
I'm sure that losing that faster didn't get you depressed.
No, exactly. You know, I went to the gym, and I said, who is that big monster on the treadmill right there next to that guy who looks amazing? And, you know, some people, that would depress them to say, I look terrible to the next door to the guy who looks amazing. But for me, it was very motivational because as I went to the gym, I actually did some things which I won't go into today that were all very healthy for me, but I actually was losing almost a pound a day. I got my set point right. I did a lot of things in the way I ate, and I did it correctly. And to actually watch that fat melt off, that's a drug that is better than any drug I think it could ever
which
be
one
created.
Is this?
The drug of the natural high of just watching yourself become better in shape.
Absolutely. The positive results will give you positive feedback and keep you on track of doing the right things.
Yes.
I do want to mention one thing. Mm-hmm. This is very much related to weight loss and our body images, which is liposuction and fat freezing.
Yes.
And a lot of people, we know that obesity is not good for your health. It's certainly not good for your look either. So many people want the shortcut, which is liposuction. But a lot of times we are told liposuction is not for weight loss. Well, what is it for? I mean, you're sucking the fat out. Why is it not for weight loss? We're going to talk about that when we get back.
You betcha. When we come back from break, we will talk about that. I do want to clear one thing up real quick, and we'll talk about it more when we come back from break, is that fast weight loss, doing the pound a day like I did, you got to be very wise about it. It could be a little bit dangerous. So when we come back, we will talk about more about that.
Don't go away. We'll be back.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help?
Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tongli.md@gmail.com. That's tongli.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn all the amazing tips for beauty, health, fitness, even fashion we mix in sometimes. Today we're talking, joined by Dr. Li, who I want to talk a little bit about her qualifications. Dr. Li has a degree in Eastern medicine as well as in Western medicine and practices currently here both in owning a med spa and also cosmetic surgery location, as well as practices at Banner Health in a different capacity. So wonderful, wonderful qualifications I joined today. So it's nice to be joined by a doctor. So,
well, thank you, Kurt.
You're very welcome. A couple of things we want to talk about, speaking of, is our sponsor, Arizona Laser and Skin. That is where the cosmetic surgery resides as well. So you can go there and get holistic treatment to be able to have great nutrition advice. You'll have holistic advice, and they will always take the holistic approach before they do any other type of strategy. And then they'll work with you on aesthetics and then work with you, yes, in cosmetic surgery. But there's a couple of things that are surprisingly effective. For example, fat freezing. Dr. Li, did you want to talk about that?
Right. Today we're talking about strategies for success for weight loss. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the motivation of losing weight is not only health and also the appearances. We're going to go over the health aspect in a minute, but right now, you were talking about in the gym, you're like saying, whoa, you know, look at the mirror. Mm-hmm. I am so large.
Yeah, I'm so, you know, not like the built guys.
Next to this wonderful body. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get shy and they get, you know, intimidated. They want to look better before they go to the gym. Of course, you can do it at home first, run outside first, or you can actually get a little bit of help.
Sure.
We were mentioning liposuction and fat freezing. Liposuction and fat freezing, they're both for contouring of the body. They're not really for weight loss, but hey, you know, every little bit less is always better than none.
Okay.
I've had clients who are, we advise them for weight loss and they're working on it, and then they insist, well, can I just get this first? There's no reason not to. Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to. As long as you have the right expectation on the results, mm-hmm. you're not going to look curvy without exercise with just that. But, you know, you can get some pounds off, say 5 to 10 pounds, maybe less, depending on which route you're going.
Mm-hmm. And in that particular case, you can spot reduce.
Yes, absolutely. Especially for love handles, fat freezing is a non-invasive procedure. You actually just sit there and watch TV or read while the freezing cup cools and frees some of the layers of fat cells. Once the fat cells die, they're gone forever.
It's a beautiful thing.
So, you know, it reduces the fat pad about 25% in just one treatment. Does that mean you're not going to ever gain weight in that area because the fat cells, some of it are gone, 25% of it is gone? No. The rest, the leftover 75% of the fat cells can balloon up and make you fat again if you don't behave.
It is about behavior. and this is the first thing. In fact, when I finally did get truly educated, and that's what the show is about, is getting our audience educated, for those of you who really would like to know what it's all about, I actually became a little bit angry at our school system for not teaching some very basic principles. The first principle that I wish they would have taught when I was in high school is that every 3,500 calories eaten above and beyond what you normally burn per day is a pound gained. And every 3,500 calories that are burned above and beyond what you normally burn each day. So in other words, if you eat less than what you burn each day, then 3,500 calories is a pound lost. So that is, it's truly mathematical. So portion size
simple
does
math.
Matter. It's
yes.
simple math.
And, you know, like talking so about 1 to 2 pound a week of weight loss, that's, you know, say 1 pound, it's 3,500 calories divided in 7 days. You only need to be 500 calories in negative right. to accomplish that goal.
Yeah. And so, and again, 3,500 calories, that's only about 10 Big Macs, which during the holiday season, we eat the equivalent of 10 Big Macs pretty easily. So you can see how those pounds come on quite easily over time. But also, 3,500 calories spread out over a week, that's only 50 times 7? Yeah.
So 500.
No, 500. That's only, yes. So one extra Big Mac a day will gain a pound for you over a week period. So it's something to really consider, that a very small change in your life can actually lose or gain that weight.
Well, I thought Big Mac is a little more than 500 calories.
I don't know. Maybe it's 800 calories. Whatever yeah. it is, go check.
I know that's Whopper used to be 800 calories.
Did it really? You know what? I'll bet the Big Mac
it's
is
gotten
close.
A little smaller, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I think that guy came under fire a little bit. McDonald's did come under fire a little bit too, as you know. That's why Subway, by the way, became huge, because they had the guy who did the little diet, whereas McDonald's had the little documentary on it about how he gained so much weight. The other thing that I want to share, just for personal advice, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Lee, is the idea of glycemic spike. I was very lucky and did not get diabetes, which is one of the things I really truly should have at that level of obesity where I was. I was truly in line to get to become diabetic, but I am not diabetic, thank goodness. But when you lose weight, it is about eating the types of foods that do not give you glycemic spike. So some surprising foods that what glycemic spike is that your blood sugar content goes very high, it sends a message to your liver to start storing the energy because there's too much energy in your blood. So the point that I'm sharing with you is you don't want to go above, you don't want to have a glycemic spike, because it starts storing, even if you're hungry and you have a glycemic spike, it will start storing that fat. So what you want to do is have consistent, low glycemic food all day long. As Dr. Lee was saying, eat small meals on a regular basis and don't overeat any particular time. But here's some surprising foods for you. Pineapple has a very high glycemic spike. Watermelon has a very high glycemic spike. The type of food that you eat every morning is cold cereal. Don't eat cold cereal. It has a glycemic spike of 85, which is the same as sugar. It's actually, sugar is 75, and cold cereal is 85. So if you want to gain weight faster than just eating a cup of sugar, eat yourself a cup of cold cereal.
I agree with you, except the one thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are burning all the calories, and then,
remember,
then
the same
a little
rule,
bit
the same rule applies right, above right. and beyond what you're
right.
currently burning.
If you can afford, if you're 18 years old, you're active, you're always exercising, you can afford burning those sugar away, then it's okay.
But if yeah. you're 18 and sedentary and not active,
absolutely, and you're, then yeah. it's not okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Then you're going to gain weight.
Yes.
Then you have to deal with it very hard way later on.
You bet.
Before we forget, I wanted to explain a little bit about why liposuction does not work on weight loss. Mm-hmm. You know, on the average people's view, if you're sucking out fat, why am I not losing weight? Well, it's actually common sense. When we are obese, the fat tissue is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's in between your guts, inside your muscle, inside your liver, of course, under the skin too.
Mm-hmm.
So liposuction is only working on under your skin, and it's only on small area of your body.
Right.
And this is why it's only like a bucket water out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it only takes a few pounds off of 20, 30, 100 pound overweight. That this is why it doesn't work.
For those of you who are going to be watching this on YouTube, and if you aren't watching it on YouTube, I recommend you go to YouTube to be able to watch this amazing hand motion I'm about to make. A pound of fat looks about this big, okay? So you have a pound of fat, and that looks like that on your body. If 5 pounds of fat looks about like this on your body, it is a lot of volume because muscle is more dense than fat. So losing weight can actually make you look a lot better, a lot faster than you would think.
Absolutely. And also, what is the harm? What exactly causes the disease-wise obesity does? Well, we know you've been mentioning diabetes. Look at it this way. We usually consider diabetes as a permanent disease.
Mm-hmm.
If you're diagnosed with diabetes, you seem like you have to live with it, with medication, with insulin or whatever. Now, for majority of us Americans, the diabetes type 2 is actually an acquired disease later on in life. It's not something that happened early on in childhood or youth age. It is very much heavily related to obesity. So if we lose the weight, there's actually better sugar regulation, and your diabetes can be controlled or actually possibly disappear. High blood pressure is another one. Your heart has to pump a lot harder to support those adipose tissue, the fat tissue. There's so much more to supply the fuel, too. So because of that, the heart has to work harder, and there's more stress to the heart. There's more likelihood of having high blood pressure. Obesity, heart disease. You know, because you have fat, we were talking about you have fat everywhere. When you're obese, you have excessive fat everywhere. It includes inside the blood vessels. That is the cholesterol plaques, and those are heavily related to coronary artery disease. So obesity is one big risk factor for that.
And also, even if it's not disease we're talking about, but we're just talking about your frame. So let's talk about
joints.
Joints. Oh my goodness, your back problems that occur, the neck problems that occur,
knees
hips. Give out, hips give out. It's really, you know, I'm going to give an example of a colleague who made fun of me for eating, you know, bird food and salad and things of this nature. And it's amazing. 3 weeks ago, all of a sudden, he was eating salad and birdseed along with me because his back hurt so bad, he had incapacitated for 3 weeks straight. And he came back and said, you know what? I thought my taste buds were governing my lifestyle. It actually, my body is governing my lifestyle. I think I'm going to, you know, join the fray and become more healthy.
That's right. And the next strategy for successful weight loss is enjoy healthier foods. Well, because obesity causes so many medical problems, mm-hmm. eating healthier or losing weight is a way of health anyways. Healthier foods tend to have less calories and will promote weight loss. So if you can actually enjoy those food,
yes.
You can make a lifestyle change, which will last.
And give it a fair shake. You will actually love food that you didn't used to love if you will stay away from the other foods that bombard your taste buds.
You don't even have to stay away from it permanently. You can occasionally indulge
yes,
a small portion of it.
But it resets. So here's the point that I'm making is that if you try this experiment at home, I think of orange juice, for example. You drink orange juice. Orange juice by itself is essentially just sugar, okay? So I'm not recommending that you that is a healthy way to get your fruit. Just eat an orange. But nonetheless, it's very, very sweet, but slightly tart. Now, go make yourself some Kool-Aid, drink that, and then drink the orange juice. It tastes sour and watery. Okay, so the contrast in your taste buds makes you not like the orange juice, which is at least a little bit more healthy for you, than your Kool-Aid with a cup of sugar in it is. So if you stay away as much as you can from the foods that are bombarding your taste buds too much, literally when I was losing my weight, my candy was fruit. When I had a pear or when I had an apple,
so good.
It just exploded in my mouth with so much taste. That I loved it way more than I would actually, because I actually mix back in, like Dr. Lee says, you know, I have some food that I truly enjoy, even popcorn at the movie sometimes, as long as it's within balance. But the point
is, as long as your body tells you you're okay with that.
Correct.
And for some people, it is not.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. You know, if you are staying away from high salt, high sugar, high fat food for a while, your taste buds are going to get more sensitive. It'll regain its ability that it had before. It doesn't need all these flavor to actually taste real food flavor.
Absolutely. So we're going to give some more health tips when we come back from break. And you may want to keep your pen and paper handy, because there's some real life good healthy ways to lose weight that really do just have to do with things we're talking about here, is just thinking about it a little bit differently and maybe getting support from those around you to eat like you do so that you're not tempted. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host, co-host of Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America, joined by...
This is Dr. Tong Lee. We'll see you right back.
To a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show, joined by...
This is Dr. Tong Lee, your host.
Excellent. So we really appreciate all of our listeners out there. There's probably a lot of you that are very, very healthy and are nodding your heads and agreeing with this. There are a few of you who might be thinking, oh, I wonder if this is good advice for me. And I would say with Dr. Lee present, it probably is. So keep your pen and pencil handy. We're going to be talking about more good advice, simple things. For example, one of the great ways to lose weight is so easy to do, and a lot of people don't realize it. It is called sleeping.
Well, that's right. There are studies showing that people oversleep or not getting enough sleep. In either case, they're more likely to become obese in comparison with their counterparts that sleep 7 to 8 hours a day.
And that's about where I am. I get 7 to 8 hours. I feel it when I don't. And I actually do feel about an upswing of a pound or
two. It's not just about the weight. It's about how you feel. I mean, you'll be less tired, more energetic, mm-hmm. less stressed. you know, the stress could be part of the reason why people gain weight. They're tired, so they're eating more.
I do that. I stress and tired eat. When I'm exhausted, I tend to start eating.
And the adrenaline, the hormones the body secrete when you're stressed, when you get not getting enough sleep, will promote at times cortisol, fat deposit, and weight gain.
And if you think about what's happening when you're sleeping, that's the time for your body to detox, to heal, and get ready to move forward.
And plus, you're not eating while you're sleeping.
Also true. Really true. The other thing is, if you go to bed early and get up early, there's a lot of wisdom to with the early to bed and early to rise. It makes a man healthy and wealthy and wise. Is that in the morning, if you exercise, it's a good time to get your body moving and burning calories and get your set point up during the day.
Right. This is a good time to introduce the old saying that we've always known from dozens of years ago. That is eating breakfast like a king, eating lunch like a prince, eat supper like a pauper.
And it really is true. If you just follow that, you will find that your
body
will
adjust. It is amazing that such old knowledge is ignored all the time. Just like many good knowledges we have, and we choose to just put it aside, like your knee brace.
Yes. And we'll segue that with my knee brace into leading an active lifestyle. I was so jealous for so long of people who could lead an active lifestyle, whether that's mountain biking up in the mountains or, you know, hiking, running, because I had two injuries on my knees. One was a wrestling injury. The other one was a car injury. And I just ruled myself out. Mentally, I ruled myself out. But the entire time, I had a solution in my drawer, which was a magnetized knee brace. And I know what all of you are thinking, magnetized knee brace, ha, ha, ha. Well, that's what I thought for 20 years.
But you were open-minded enough to purchase it.
And at least I didn't throw it away. So first of all, I was open-minded enough to purchase it and open-minded enough to not throw it away for 20 years. And then finally, after 20 years, put it on. And guess what? I went from being able to run a half a mile to being able to run 6 or 7 miles. And now I am one of those people who can lead an active lifestyle. And I love it. And that's a major high that I get when they say high on life. Leading an active lifestyle will give you a high.
So the equipment, the knowledge, you have it, doesn't do anything until you apply it.
You use it. Absolutely.
So one advice I try to tell my friends who are, you know, interested in hearing my opinion on how to lose weight is that cook your dinner in breakfast time. So what are we doing? One of the biggest denial we have is we're not eating enough, we're not fat enough, we eat a lot of dinner because we didn't eat enough during the day. We didn't have a good breakfast, didn't have a good lunch. So, you know, after a long day of hard work, we need to eat a full big dinner. Well, switch that dinner to the morning. If you can cook in the morning and eat a hearty meal in the morning to your comfort, to your choice, there's no limitation of what you eat in the morning. And then you have enough for lunch. You're going to have a healthy lunch. Afternoon, you can have a small snack, a healthy snack. We're going to talk about what kind of snacks are good for you. And at dinner time, maybe you can exercise. They say the studies show the best time to exercise is 5 to 7 o'clock.
I would not go against that.
And the reason I think it's the best time is you would skip dinner.
It's really true. I very often thought about that, you know, that when I'm out there running in the evenings.
And because you want to be resting for at least 2 hours before you go to sleep, right?
Yes.
So 5 to 7, you wouldn't affect your sleep for sure. And you can't really run or exercise with a really full stomach.
If you really do think about what you're doing during that time, and if you have a family, take your family with you. Make it an active family lifestyle. Involve those that you love in the activities that you do, and you'll go a long way. You'll spend time together. You'll also do them a favor, helping them to become active and happy. Definitely a good thing.
And a cold fruity smoothie with the honey or, you know, hopefully not sugar.
Sure.
Honey is a good sweetener. Tastes wonderful after workout.
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, whey shakes with some honey in it, whatever it might be. If I could also mention a couple of things, the combinations of food that you eat have a lot to do with whether you eat more or less. So in other words, you want to have approximately 50% protein and 25% fat and 25% carbs, and good fat, good carbs, good protein in combination, and then it will stay in your stomach longer. So you want to eat small amounts of that every 2 or 3 hours. Literally, you can, when you do that, you will lose weight faster on the same amount of calories. So a couple of things to consider.
That's right. That's right. This is why we're going to talk about eggs being one of the very healthy fat-burning food out of the six we picked.
Absolutely. So stay tuned on the next segment. And at the end of the segment, we're going to give you some good tips on the types of foods that will actually, well, I don't want to call them negative calorie, meaning that, but it almost feels, I'm going to say almost, it burns more calories to digest them than it is to eat them.
That's right. That's right. So we talked about sleeping being important, timing of the meals, the portion of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it should be two portions for the breakfast, mm-hmm. three for the lunch, and one for dinner. And my personal experience is if you take all your protein and fat mm-hmm. in the first two meals, for the evening you can go light on for sure fat, mm-hmm. and you can take some vegetable, fruits, and protein for dinner.
Yes, I definitely agree. Something else, if you have a really hard workout where you've worked your muscles, you want to have some protein, a protein snack afterwards so that it can actually rebuild that muscle tissue afterwards.
That's right. That's right. So we've talked about four strategies for successful weight loss. The fifth one is getting active and stay active. So we know that exercise is a big part of weight loss. How big a part do you think it is, percentage-wise, versus eating?
Well, it's all in a ratio. So it just depends on how much food and how much exercise.
That's correct. I think, personally, there's a lot of people work out a lot more than I do. Mm-hmm. But in me, or which is an average person, not a really athletic person, mm-hmm. I think the diet part is probably 70%. The exercise part is probably 30%. Obviously, this is just an arbitrary number for me. But it shows how important diet is.
If I could add, they've done a study that where they looked at, it was a longitudinal study, which means that over a period of time. And those that went to the gym and exercised actually didn't stay as fit as those that made a decision to do a bunch of the above. Park at the back of the parking lot and walk to the grocery store. Never take the elevator, take the stairs.
You know why?
Because it's a lifestyle.
Exactly. Because yes. You do it, it's built into your routine. It's mm-hmm. programmed in your life.
Correct.
You know, you go to the gym once, great.
You get busy as well, and then you don't hit the gym, right. And you feel like, oh, you know what, you get procrastinating, and it doesn't fit into your schedule. But you can always have a few moments here and there to park at the back of the
another
parking
thing
lot.
That I use for these things are microwave time. If you put something to heat for 2-3 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm stretching there for 2-3 minutes.
That's
I'm
true.
Not standing there doing nothing.
That's true. Isometrics, if you learn to do isometrics. I don't recommend this yourselves, but I actually do isometrics while I'm driving. So, not something I recommend, okay, but it's something that I do. Just, you know, multitasking.
You know, getting active is hard enough because you have to break the old habit. Mm-hmm. Staying active is even harder. You know, when I started, I was telling myself, I'm only going to do 5 nights a week, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, one day I'm going to go get a massage. One day I'm going to go out for a movie. I mean, now, enjoying working out so much, I can actually work it in because I do the exercise either before that or after that. You know, as long as you're committed, you can actually stay that way. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the foods that are fat burning.
Absolutely, which is amazing to think about that. And so you can eat a little bit more of them, but you still have to calorie count. We're going to talk about the best way to calorie count when we come back, and also how to do a lot of things in an easy way. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America.
This is Dr. Tong Lee. We'll see you in a little bit.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn how to have an amazingly balanced, beautiful, healthy lifestyle. And you also, if you tune into our show, you learn a lot about fitness, health, beauty, and just overall balance. So we're also joined by Dr. Lee, our co-host in the show.
Well, thank you, Kurt. We are actually in a place not only we can give advices on weight loss, we actually help the people who are having some difficulty in weight loss.
For example, my first 30 days, I just thought I'm going to do the same thing I did when I was 16. You go to the gym, and then you eat like a monster, and you have a great time. And I worked out 6 hours a day for a month, lost no weight. Okay, and so then I went to see a holistic doctor, a little bit like Dr. Lee, and she got me in alignment. So, Dr. Lee, if somebody comes to you and says, like, I'm exercising like crazy, I'm not losing any weight, what would you recommend that they do if they come down to visit you at AZ Laser and Skin, located at, if you want to look at the website, azmdlaser.com?
Well, there's a whole educational process there. You mm-hmm. have to understand the simple math. It's easy to say that, but people need to realize what's taken in, what's burned away. Mm-hmm. They need to be in calculation all the time. That's called calorie count. And, you count your calorie burning too. And another thing I don't want to forget to mention is staying healthy. You actually can't diet so much. You actually can be lack of certain nutrients. Mm-hmm. So to choose the kind of healthy food is important. That will ensure your nutrition and health at the same time, decrease your calorie and decrease your weight.
If I could mention two apps that you just go to the Google Play Store on your smartphone and download either Fitness Buddy, which is free, or Calorie Counter, which is also free. It allows you to look up what foods what are good foods for you. And now, really, honestly, you would probably need to take a visit to Dr. Lee at azmdlaser.com, make an appointment, sit down with her, and talk about the kinds of foods that you should put together to get yourself balanced. But then, in order to keep yourself organized, then you can use one of these two apps, schedule yourself into those so you know ahead of time what food you're going to eat, because half of it is just grabbing a Snickers bar and going over to sit down on television. You know, what you want to do is have a pre-planned, proactive a meal plan so that when you sit down, you know what you're going to eat, and you can actually munch on celery sticks and maybe some cream or, you know, whatever it would what you put together ahead of time, knowing that it matches. So that's some of the advice I would give. The other thing, if you want to know what your set point is, we keep talking about above and beyond what you burn. How do you know what you burn? So with these apps, you can actually track everything you eat for an entire week, especially if you pre-plan it, then stay on that plan for a week. Then measure what you weighed before and what you weigh afterward, and then multiply what you gained by 3,500 calories. So if you gain 2 pounds by 3,500 calories, that means that you subtract 7,000 calories from what you ate that week, and voila, you know exactly what you burn per day. You divide that by 7, and that's what you have that you burn each day. Now you have something to build on.
Some of the workout machines will give you some of those indicators, so not very accurate.
Not as accurate, but at least it's an indicator, something to get started if you don't want to go in a whole week. But if you can't last and behave yourself for a week, come on, get committed.
This is exactly why I say the best way is to cook breakfast, because you are actually controlling what you're eating.
Agreed.
You know, once you know what's good and what you should be eating and what you enjoy eating, make it. Mm-hmm. And you actually eat it throughout the day and you know exactly what you're eating. Mm-hmm. So, talked about the calorie count. The next we want to go over just some fat-burning foods.
Mm-hmm.
This is our health tip of the week. And the number one fat-burning food, apple.
Amazing.
There is actually a way of detoxing, meaning that you only eat apple the whole day. You know, when we are dieting and everything, sometimes there's plateau.
Right.
You just can't do much. You feel like, I need to do something. You know, I have found this to be an effective way. You pick a day that's low stress, either from Friday night to Saturday night, from dinner to before dinner on Saturday. All you eat is apple. So you can eat, I don't think there's a limit. I think if you're hungry, eat an apple.
Now, here's what I want to caution. Apple juice is essentially just sugar.
It's not the same.
It's not the same thing. So there's a lot of apple juice diets out there. That's not what we're talking about. Apples, entire whole apple. Well,
right.
Maybe minus
the
a little fiber, bit of the core.
The fruit itself will keep you full. Mm-hmm. If you're hungry again, eat another one. Mm-hmm. And it actually gives you enough fiber, you're actually going to detox. Not to do for every day, but once in a while, like maybe once in every 2-3 weeks, a month, it's a good way to give a little boost to weight loss and detox.
Agreed.
The next healthy food that burns fat or is considered very fat-burning is oats. This relates to the right type of carbohydrate.
Correct. It also has a good amount of protein. Not full protein,
that's
but
right.
A little bit of protein in there.
That's correct. So a bowl of a hot cereal is good. Good food for you. Cinnamon is the third one. Cinnamon's not real food, but it's a good fat-burning ingredient that you can put in your oats or any other salads, dressing, even milkshakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one surprised me a little bit. I don't know about this one. Pine nuts.
You're right, because there's a lot of fat content in nuts.
That's right. So portion is still important. The way to control it
good
is
fat.
Measure it. It's very good fat. A lot of times, the vitamins in the fruits and vegetable need a little bit fat for it to be absorbed well, to be fully absorbed. So mixing a little fat, good fat, like pine nuts. I don't think it has to be pine nuts. Pine nuts is a high quality, good tasting nut.
Mm-hmm.
But walnuts, almonds. Almond is actually highly recommended for weight burning.
Yes, it
so
also.
So I would just say category wise, it's nuts.
Absolutely.
Pine nuts and almonds stand out.
Everywhere I go, almonds are recommended over the other types of nuts. And part of it is they also help pH balance your body, which is a little bit controversial. We'll talk about it on another show.
Absolutely, absolutely. The next one is healthy fat-burning food is eggs. I think just in case you guys didn't hear about it, eggs is getting a comeback.
Okay.
Everybody's saying, you know, the cholesterol in the egg yolk is something to avoid. People throw it out. No, you know, new studies actually show unless you already are obese and have a lot of risk of a cardiac disease, have high cholesterol, the right amount of eggs, including the yolk, is very safe and healthy for you.
And it still has calorie content, which you want to kind of take a look at.
Absolutely, especially for the nuts part. Yes. They're high in calories. You do want to portion them well and pre-measure them so you don't lose track and eat too much of it.
For example, 11 almonds is about all your body can process at one particular time. Any more than that, you're going to be putting them on your
That's correct.
Places you don't want to.
That's correct. And this kind of leads to another subject I was thinking about, that it is drink water, but don't drink alcohol.
Agreed. In fact, I had a personal trainer that I was interviewing, and he was extremely built, and he did a great job. He said the number one piece of advice that he would give when I asked him, what's the number one piece of advice you give? He said, don't drink your calories. Don't drink your calories. He said, those are my
that
two pieces
soda,
of advice. Yeah, so no sodas, juices, any of that. Don't drink your calories. Instead, have actual real food value so that it stays in your stomach and you don't get hungry.
I guess juice is okay. Juices are okay in small quantities, and you have to know it's full of sugar.
But even then, if you're going to drink orange juice, eat an orange. If you're going to have apple juice, eat an apple instead.
That's always better.
Always better.
Right. But. Capsicum or a hot pepper is another
I'm so glad you brought that up, and it's also very spicy, and it adds a lot of flavor to otherwise sometimes bland eating habits.
That's right. So drink lots of water so your body can function well.
I'm a
with
huge
hydration.
Believer in a lot. So many times you think you're hungry, you're really thirsty. Go drink a quart of water before you eat, and you will not be as hungry.
At night, my son says, I am hungry after eating a whole meal. I said, you know what? Maybe you won't be anymore if you drink a glass of water.
Yes. My mom just said, go to bed.
No, we do have our next show, we're going to talk about a tip, how to get the hunger away right before the bedtime without eating.
Great idea. It looks like we're getting really close to closing.
That's right. And I just want to mention one more thing, that is eating the right kind of snacks. We talked about these healthy food. They're the best snacks. Apples, nuts, some cooked eggs. If you can eat capsicum, that'll be great.
All right. Sounds good. So take this advice. It will change your life. Thanks for tuning in to the Ageless Living Show here on World Talk Radio on Voice America. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host of the show, and
this is Dr. Tong Li, your host. We'll hope to see you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed our program today. Please join Dr. Tong Li and her co-host, Kurt Wilhelm, for another edition of Ageless Living next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's better living, better health, for a super life.